91X News.
It's 2 degrees and partly cloudy. I'm Taylor Rankema with 91X News. An internal government report reveals most of the inmates in a Honduran prison destroyed by fire this week had never been charged, let alone convicted. The report says 57% of the inmates were either awaiting trial or being held as suspected gang members. Tuesday night's fire killed 358 inmates, making it the world's deadliest prison fire in over a century. Economist Don Drummond is recommending higher utility bills, larger class sizes, and reducing hospitals. All of this comes in an effort to reduce Ontario's $16 billion deficit. Drummond has recommended cutting all-day kindergarten, but the Liberals have already said they won't be doing that. The opposition parties are now offering their own advice on how the Liberals should deal with the deficit. NDP leader Andrea Horvath says the Liberals should forget about any more corporate tax cuts and even raise the rate. She says it shouldn't be up to families to bear the brunt of the government's battle to balance the books. Well, it took 6 years, but Harper government has finally won the Commons' approval to scrap the long gun registry. Murray Brewster explains.
Two new Democrats may have sided with the government, but all other opposition MPs voted against abolishing the registry. The Conservatives used their majority to pass the bill by a vote of 159 to 130. It's now up to the Senate, and since the Conservative government enjoys a commanding majority in the upper chamber, the registry's fate is sealed.
Liberal Senate leader James Cowan says Liberal senators will ensure the bill is examined thoroughly. The UN Secretary General says Syria's attacks on civilians could amount to crimes in humanity. He describes neighborhoods shelled, hospitals used as torture centers, and children as young as 10 chained and abused. Reports say Syrian government forces are attacking Daraa today, where the uprising against President Assad began 11 months ago. They say security forces have conducted sweeping raids, arrests, and random shootings. General Motors has posted a record profit for 2011. The automaker earned $7.6 billion. GM CEO Dan Akerson says the company has come a long way since being bailed out in 2009. The numbers show a 62% increase from 2010. The company says union workers will get profit-sharing checks of about $7,000 each. Well, the controversial issue of electronic surveillance was brought up again today by the Conservatives. Stephen Henniger explains.
The Harper government has introduced Bill C-30, which would allow authorities access to the personal information of Internet subscribers without first having to get court approval. Public Safety Minister Vic Taves has said the measure is needed to protect children from online predators, but privacy advocates and opposition MPs say it is far too broad. And now, to make the point personal, an anonymous Twitter account is leaking tawdry details of Taves' divorce records juxtaposed with the minister's comments on family values. Steve Henniger, The Canadian Press.
A man was arrested today in the case of a woman's body found in West End, Toronto earlier this month. The body of the 31-year-old woman was discovered in a rolled-up carpet in a laneway on February 1st. Investigators have said it was not a homicide, but say a 23-year-old Toronto man has been charged with performing an indignity to a dead body. In sports, it wasn't as bad as Sunday night's 9-0 loss, but the Belleville Bulls were once again defeated by Ottawa last night. The Bulls fell to the 67-6-4 at the Yardman. They hit the road Friday to travel and face the Oshawa Generals. Tonight in local action, Wellington visits Kingston to face off with the Voyageurs, and the Dukes lead that series 1-0. Also, Napanee is home to Port Hope. The Port Hope Panthers lead that series 2-0. Two Canadian NHL teams are in action tonight as the league presents a 7-game schedule. The Winnipeg Jets are in Minnesota and the Calgary Flames visit Dallas. Winnipeg goes into their game 6 points out of a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference, and Calgary is 1 point behind 8th place Phoenix in the West. Just 3 games are on tap in the NBA tonight. Blake Griffin and the LA Clippers are in Portland. Indiana welcomes New Jersey in the early game, and Boston will visit Chicago. The Toronto Raptors return to action tomorrow night against the visiting Charlotte Bobcats. This week's stop on the PGA Tour is in the Northern Trust Open at Riviera Country Club in Los Angeles. Phil Mickelson, who won last week at Pebble Beach, is on the field. The victory made Mickelson just the 9th player in PGA Tour history to reach 40 career victories. Tiger Woods is taking the week off. At sports, here's your 91X weather. Tonight, 1 degree with some rain expected to continue through the night. Tomorrow, 2 degrees and partly cloudy. And for the weekend, some snow expected to fall on Saturday and a mainly sunny Sunday. at 3:03. It's 3 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Taylor Rankema. News is next at 4 o'clock.